Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Adele Justice of Farron. There's always something fun going on in Farron, and the month of March is no different. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's get started, because like I said, there's a lot going on in Farron. How are things over in Farron right now?
Things are going well here in Farron. We're anxious for spring weather and enjoying a little bit of sunshine these last couple of days.
And you can kind of start to feel it, can't you? It's starting to get closer and closer to spring.
Absolutely. We're itching.
Hey, let's start off with, on Tuesday night, you held an open house at your fire station, and it was for the public to kind of come out. They could go on a small tour of the fire station, as well as go in and talk to the first responders and thank them for everything that they do. First responders do so much, and I'm sure that they do a lot in the town of Farron. So let's talk about that and kind of talk about what made this come about.
Well, we are so proud of our first responders and so thankful to have them here in our community. We have some new fire department members and have restructured our fire department, and so we wanted to just give the community an opportunity to come out and meet some of the new fire department members and EMTs and thank them for what they do for our community. So we just had a small little walkthrough of the station and give community members a chance to meet these first responders and tell them thanks and grab a little treat. And it was just a nice little informal kind of thank you to our fire department and our EMTs.
Well, and that's the one thing, too, about rural areas and small towns. They're your friends, they're your neighbors, and it's always good when you can get out there and thank them for taking care of things and for being there when they need you to be. And I'm pretty sure that the first responders wouldn't have it any other way. That's why they do it.
Oh, absolutely. They're a special type of people. I don't know that a lot of people realize that our firefighters especially serve without compensation. They do it just because they love the community and they love the people that they serve. It's truly a heartfelt volunteer effort on their behalf, and we certainly appreciate all that they do.
Most definitely. Thank you to all of them. All right, let's get into March now. And we were discussing St. Patrick's Day isn't just nearly enough. You're going to have a whole month of Irish going on over there. And let's talk about the different things that you've got going. You've got a scavenger hunt, and I think this was great. And I'm kind of interested in finding out, where did you guys get the idea to ask the community, how Irish are you?
I don't know where we really got the idea. We've been having a lot of fun with just some Facebook games and little events like that throughout this year with COVID. And we just thought March is St. Patrick's Day, and it's kind of an Irish month. A few years back, I was in Dublin, and the Irish people are awesome. They're so friendly and happy and always got a joke to tell or a story to tell. And so we thought it might just be fun to see how Irish we can be here in Farron.
And so what kinds of things are you looking for as far as from people to talk about being Irish, and how do they get them to you?
So they would submit it. We're asking for folklore limericks. They can dance a jig if they want, film it, and just send it into our Facebook page. We're also looking for superstitions. So speaking of superstitions, did you know that the seventh son of a seventh son has special powers?
I did not know that. I had always heard that there were things that surround the seventh son of the seventh son, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious to know if that's where we get some of our superheroes from. I don't know. And I'm thinking here in Utah, we have large families, so we might have a seventh son of a seventh son somewhere in our community. So we're anxious to find out if we do. It's also bad luck to step over someone who's lying down on the floor. It would cause them to stop growing. Hey, don't step over somebody laying down on the floor. So it's just kind of, the Irish people have so much fun in their culture, and so this is our way to just kind of learn a little bit about the Irish culture and have some fun.
And then another thing that you mentioned is you're looking for people to send in pictures of traps. Now, what kind of traps are they?
Oh, yeah, so leprechaun traps. If you've never built a leprechaun trap, you don't know what you're missing. We build a leprechaun trap at our house every year, and Unfortunately, we've never caught the leprechaun, but he manages to leave us a few treats, and we need to get our trap perfected. We're just asking for people, if you're making a leprechaun trap at home, to just send us a little video of it or a picture of it, and let's get some ideas, and let's see if we can catch that pot of gold and share the wealth with our community. Wouldn't that be fun?
See if maybe you can come up with a success story there as far as catching leprechauns.
We're looking for the real deal here, so we want to catch him this year. We just want people to share the making of their leprechaun trap with us.
All right, and then let's move towards the end of March. You guys are going to have an egg hunt extravaganza over there on the 27th. What have you guys got as far as activities that are going to go on? Let's talk about that for a moment.
We're going to have our extravaganza at the Mayor's Park from 11 to 1 on the 27th of March, the Saturday. We'll have some Sloppy Joes and chips to hand out if you're hungry. We'll have some games the kids can play. We haven't got all the games totally planned out yet, but there'll be a bunch of just carnival-type games that the kids can play. The Easter Bunny will be there, and as is fair in tradition, he will be handing out prizes to all the kids that are in attendance. Last year, the Easter Bunny just done a little dancing and waving at people as they drove by, and so this year he's anxious to get out and hand out some prizes again. We're hoping that families will come out and just enjoy a nice, hopefully, spring day and see the Easter Bunny.
All right, so that's coming up the end of March. And then let's wrap up real quick with, you were saying that your next council meeting that'll be in March, you'll be talking a little about Peach Days. And then let's touch on the new bathrooms and the trails that you guys are looking to maybe start work on sometime this year.
We'll have our council meeting on the 10th of March, which is a Wednesday evening, and it will be at 7 p.m. here at the City Hall. We will be talking about Peach Days. Of course, last year, Peach Days was a little different than in the past because of the COVID restrictions. And we actually had some really successful events that our community members have asked us to continue. So we're going to sit down and talk about those events and get a game plan ready for this coming September's Peach Days. We are also working on new bathrooms down at the fairgrounds. We received a CDBG grant this year, and so that grant funding will go to build new bathrooms, which will include showers. We think that will be great for the stock show and great for those who come to ride our ATV trails. We're also working on developing a playground area. We'll have some big boulders the kids can climb, ropes that they can climb, playground equipment. There will be a walking path. And that will be phase one that we hope to have completed at the end of this year. Phase two will be hopefully next year, where we will add pickleball courts, tennis courts, basketball courts, something along that line. Then we're also working on a trail grant. We would use the fairgrounds as our hub, and the trail would go from the fairgrounds up Canyon Road to Millside State Park. And this trail would be a bike or walking path, non-motorized vehicles. And eventually we want to expand that trail into other areas near the state park. So making some long-term plans for some mountain bike paths and things of that nature.
All right. So you got plenty of things that are going to go on over in Farron. We'll keep an eye out for it. Mayor Adele Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you, and good luck, and I'll let you get back to the business of Farron. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you, and may the luck of the Irish be with you in March.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so very much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.